January 23rd, 2024. Thoughts wide open. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Matthew 9, 1 through 8. Now this passage, we will see farther that the authority is going to travel beyond the heights of teaching, healing, or power over the demonic. These have been extraordinary to watch and should convince the simplest man, even a child, to see that Jesus is very different from the rest. But now we see for certain that this man, Jesus, is more than a man with superpower. He's God. So here are a few points to think about today. Number one, Jesus knows the secrets of secrets. If the Son of God can heal and cast out demons, let's be sure that he has the right to hear our very thoughts. His authority is all-encompassing. To have the wrong view of Christ is to set yourself up to the ignorance of his power, his true power. To not see him as creator is to not realize if he created your mind, be sure he knows what's in it. This is frightening without the gospel. Everything is laid bare. We must remember that what we think is as open to Christ as what we do. And I talked about this when we were reading the Sermon on the Mount. It's the heart and the intentions and the thoughts that condemn a man, not just his actions. That's why the gospel is so precious. Men think that they are righteous before God because they don't say bad words, or say mean things, or steal, or kill. But they don't know the full extent of why they are guilty. They haven't connected that actions only stem from the wickedness inside. We are depraved. We need Christ, and we can't have forgiveness without his righteousness given to us, because our righteousness is nothing. We're sinful. So what do we think when we see the opposite sex? What do we think about our spouse? What do we think when we're alone? These things Christ can see. And this is serious. I encourage us to go read Romans 2:16 and hear the reality of our life. This isn't to make us shrink back or to make you shrink back from Christ and try not to think bad thoughts so he likes you, but rather to send you to him with thanksgiving and pleads for mercy and transformation from his Spirit. I say and warn us of these things to entice me and you to see us as wretched and then see him as wonderful. Number two, usually the religious are the biggest critics. The lesson we can learn from the scribes' reaction is one of grave importance. They see Christ work and they hear him speak and are angry. Let us beware of being fast to think evil when Christ begins to heal and forgive a man. A man comes to Christ and our first thought is, "Yeah, sure." This attitude happens a lot toward men in prison. and men stuck in a hard lifestyle, like drugs and alcohol. It's as if we assume their faith is only one for getting free again, like they're using it, or a way to just get out of their consequences. There's one thing about Christ, and there's one thing about us. We do not know their thoughts. Christ does. We do not know their intention. Christ does. So we must know that Christ works in the worst of men, and we must not think that our critical thoughts toward these men go unnoticed. We must not say in our hearts that they can never change or be forgiven by Christ, or we may find ourselves rebuked by Christ himself. Number 3, Christ can forgive sin. So lastly, let's focus on the obvious, because the obvious is often taken for granted. Christ can forgive you, who's ever listening. He can forgive me. This message is plain here. He came and bore our punishment for us, and we know now that he knows everything about us as he does it. As he died on the cross, all your sins were future. There was nothing he didn't know. We are fully known. Do you know this? All your sin, all my sin, whether inward or outward, is open to the Son of God. Anything shady you're doing, anything shady I'm doing, he knows. So there's no point in acting. This is why confession to other brothers should be easier. Because it's already open. It's going to be laid bare before Christ. All he says is to agree with him on it, and turn from it, and rest in his work as your replacement. Then you will be forgiven, made into a new creation, receive his Spirit, and have eternal life. Do you see this? You have to see this. Let's not critique the Son of God, but let's embrace him today. And with this, have a happy Tuesday.